Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. As is perfectly natural in all of us, family ties can run very deep. Often, members of a family will defend one another, even if the one being defended is dead wrong about something. One member of that family might not be offended without offending the others. Again, such seems to be just about natural for us. While we have no trouble understanding this long-standing fact, we're probably also able to easily understand a certain aspect of the relationship of God and Christ. While neither has or will ever err in any regard, the offense of one with respect to the offense of the other should not escape our logic. At 1 John chapter 2, we noted verses 22 and 23 that in order for one to have fellowship with the Father, he must acknowledge in faith the Son of God. On the reverse, to deny the Son is to make fellowship with the Father impossible. The latter is unfortunately characteristic of any religion or doctrine which excludes the promised Messiah we know as Jesus Christ, even if those same religions or doctrines acknowledge God Himself. John went so far as to label as Antichrist anyone who denied the Father and the Son. While there is indeed at least one religion that seeks to acknowledge God to the exclusion of His only begotten, such a doctrine becomes self-defeating at best when one considers that any attempt to approach God through any other avenue but that of Christ is absolute vanity, especially when one considers that God considers the rejection of His Son as a rejection of Himself. At John 14, Jesus declared at verses 6 that He Himself was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man could come to the Father except by Him. Truly, there was a time when God communicated with Israel through their own prophets. However, at Hebrews chapter 1, that people is addressed directly at verses 1 and 2 when the writer announced that God, now in the Christian dispensation, spoke unto us by His Son. If any people was ever willing to hear the prophets of God announce His will, then certainly they ought to be willing now, as they should have been generations ago, to hear them proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. May God bless you, and may you have a great day.